Good morning. There's only a few of us here, but good morning to all of you. Welcome to University United Methodist Church. We hope we get a few more people in here today. It's beautiful outside. Probably people are trying to enjoy the sun before it rains. If you're visiting us this morning, you can find out more about us. There's some red pamphlets at the back of the church, and they tell you about what we have to offer for you. So feel free to take one of those. There are restrooms and childcare out this door to my right. And if you have trouble finding either of those things, you can ask one of the ushers and they'll be happy to assist you. In your bulletin, you'll find a few things. First, you'll find this orange sheet, and it tells you all the things that are going on with our outreach program, which is a really busy program. So if you want to help with any of these things, please feel free. You'll also find a prayer request form. Looks like this. If you want to share a prayer request with the congregation, you can write it on the top here and pass it to one of the ushers when we call for the prayer time. Otherwise, please fill it out so that we know that you're here and we can greet you accordingly. And you can put those slips in the offering plate during the offertory. I'd like to call your attention to a few announcements in the bulletin. Feel free to look at all of those when you have a chance. But a few that I want you to take note of, we are putting together a new church directory, and so we'd like new pictures of everyone, and we'll be taking those pictures today, next week, and the following week. So you can see Ben Mead out in the gathering room after the service and get your picture taken. Yesterday we hosted the Sacred Sites open house where people came and looked at our stained glass windows. Did that for a few hours yesterday, and we'll be doing it again today from 1:30 to 3:30. So if you're interested, please come and stop by, and Dean Moyer has a great little history that he can share with you. Also, there's going to be a cleanup day on June 10th from 9 to noon, and we'll be cleaning up the church. I know that the Sunday school teachers are going to take care of the Sunday school room, so if you are willing to come and help with anything else, we'd love to have you. I forgot to mention, also leading us in worship this morning is Jackie Sadowski. She's going to be our liturgist, and Pastor Alicia is back from vacation, so we can't wait to hear what she's got to say. So let us continue our time of worship.
Good morning. How about that? I made it through the butterflies. Well, welcome, everyone. I'm so glad you're here, and I just want to say that I am so honored that I am the pastor here at University United Methodist Church, and I'm so honored that you've decided to spend some time with us this morning. So welcome. The butterfly has been The butterfly has long been a symbol of the resurrection of Jesus, as well as the resurrection of believers, as we emerge from the power of death. This Easter season, we will examine our own transformations from cocoons and tombs to the unfurled beauty of all God calls us to be. Stretching to the fullness of our potential, the butterfly begins to sense the calling to new heights. Expansion of wings, however, means something profound. It cannot ever go back into the cocoon, not even if it wanted to. The Israelites that left Egypt were aching for freedom, and yet when faced with the disorientation of all that was new and unfamiliar, many began crying to go back. Letting go of the past requires deep trust in God, who has promised to be with us always, and believing in the words of our theme hymn of the season, "This is the day of new beginnings."
Good morning, everyone. I'm Jackie Sadowski, and I will be your liturgist this morning. And just in case you want to know where I disappear to, I am a member of a choir, so I will be going up into the choir loft for a little bit so that I can sing with the choir, and I will be doing some of the reading from up above. But you'll hear me, okay? We have you gathered here. Why have you gathered here? What do you hope to do here? With what mission will you be sent from this place? Let us then draw near to God, who promises to forgive us, to fill us with courage, and to be present with us in the world and the world to come. Amen. Let it join me in singing our opening hymn, Now the Green Blade Rises, number 311 in your hymnal or on the screen. We have a tradition here at University Church of greeting one another and shaking hands and saying good morning or the peace be with you. I invite you now to greet or and say peace of Christ with your neighbor.
Morning. Will the children please come forward, and we're going to walk through our butterflies together. Go in between the, right here, okay? You ready? And we can sit here in the middle, but I'm going to go downstairs, down the stairs and talk with you. So I'm wondering, who has seen the movie Frozen? Has anyone seen that movie? A couple people, okay. It's from a few years ago. It's a Disney movie. And so what can you tell me about the character Elsa? Is it Elsa? Okay. What can you tell me about her?
She has freezing powers.
She has freezing powers. Anything else? Can you remember anything else? All right, well, I'll tell you what I remember about Elsa is that she is different, right? She's different because she has these freezing powers where she freezes what she touches or she freezes everything. So she has to wear gloves. And so she is different and she's ashamed and scared for anyone to know of her difference. And so she eventually, she gets upset about something that happens with her sister, and she eventually goes into hiding. And then this song comes about, and we're going to play this song that a lot of us have heard a lot of times. So let's see our film, our Frozen film. She goes into hiding because she can be herself there, right? She can freeze things and she lives in an ice castle, right? Uh-oh, okay. What do you have to add?
She ran away from her sister because they think that her freezing powers will freeze everything,
right,
in the castle.
Yep. She ran away because other people were afraid her freezing powers would freeze everything. And so she's able to be herself here. And I don't want to ruin the movie, but in the end, if you haven't seen the movie, here's the ending. I'm sorry. I'm gonna blow it. In the end, people come to know her and love her for who she is. And she can live with everybody with these wonderful things. And she can let go of the past. She can let go of being ashamed or feeling bad about being different. And she lets go of all of that and is able to be herself and use her gifts. Do you want to add something else? Okay, and so today we're going to be talking about letting go of things that we need to let go of so that we can move forward. And I thought Elsa was a great example of that because she was able to let go and she was able to eventually live together with everyone else in the kingdom. So, all right, any other thoughts on this Frozen movie? It was very big for a few years. My nephew and niece sang it a lot, and so I love the song, though. Will you pray with me? Loving God, we thank you for the freedom to change and grow and let go as we need to become new and more like Jesus. Please be with us today and always as we learn and grow new gifts and during new seasons of our life. Amen. Thank you for coming up with me And thank you for watching Frozen with me one more time. So as a part of worship, we're a praying congregation. If you'd like your prayer to be spoken during worship today, please fill it out, and the ushers will come down the aisles and collect them. And they're purple now. And as... Let us settle into an attitude of prayer. So as we continue our time of prayer, let us settle our hearts and minds. We'll begin our prayer time with a silent prayer, followed by a short prayer of the people, and then we'll end our prayer time with Jesus' prayer. Let us pray silently. Loving God, we thank you for this time together, this time to lift up loved ones, friends and family, and places and people around the world. Today my prayer comes from Prayers to an Evolutionary God, which my mentor and friend introduced to me. And this is called the Unfolding Process, Surrendering to God. Holy creative presence, we accept the unfolding process of evolution today, and we surrender to your mystifying creative dream glistening with divine elegance. Around us, the diversity is bewildering, the dangers daunting, the parameters all unknown. Therefore, awe is our silent song, and we enter this continuing story with trust, accepting your ways as they contrast and school our own. You are divine. We are your creatures. May your creative designs blossom and shine in all their beauty and wonder, and ourselves be useful in the evolving drama, honored to be a part of it. May it be so. Amen. And let us continue in prayer by saying the Lord's Prayer, Jesus' Prayer, in whatever way feels most comfortable to you. Mother, Father God, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen.
Oh,
Today's scripture is from the 16th chapter of Exodus, verses 9 through 12. I am reading from the New International Version of the Bible. Then Moses told Aaron, "Say to the entire Israelite community, 'Come before the Lord, for he has heard your grumbling.'" While Aaron was speaking to the whole Israelite community, they looked toward the desert, and there was the glory of the Lord appearing in the cloud. The Lord said to Moses, "I have heard the grumbling of the Israelites. Tell them, 'At twilight you will eat meat, and in the morning you will be filled with bread. Then you will know that I am the Lord your God.'" This morning, we also will be hearing a contemporary reading by Kate Comston. How can we sing a new song from the Valley of the Shards? We are broken vessels in a fissured land. Indeed, we can hear the parchment earth crack open beneath our feet even as we speak. What can we do except sing songs to protest, lamentation, hope from the split and bleeding lips in the valley of the splintered dreams? What except believe the earth, like a fragile egg, cracks open to expose new quivering of life? This is the word of the Lord for the people of God. Thanks. Please stand if you are able and join me in singing "Be Still My Soul," which is found in your hymnal on page 534 or on the screen.
Please be seated.
Well, good morning again. I'm happy to be back from vacation. I had a wonderful vacation, but I'm glad to be back. And I'm grateful for everyone who took part in worship last week, whether they were sitting in the congregation or giving a sermon or a children's time or a PowerPoint or music, all that. So I'm grateful for all that participated. So today is a really juicy text, right? I feel like every scripture can be juicy in its own way, but this is juicy because we talk about grumbling. That never happens in church, right? We never hear any grumbling in church, so it's fun to talk about this. So today we'll look at Exodus 16, verses 9 through 12. We'll look at the Israelites' relationship with Moses, Aaron, and with God. And we're going to briefly talk about John Wesley's experience at Altar's Gate. And we'll talk about our own shards and then how we may be able to let it go like Elsa in Frozen to move forward, trusting God is in whatever is yet to come. So in the beginning of the book of Exodus, Moses leads the Israelites out of Egypt and slavery. What a success. We've all seen it, right? What a success. They made it out. But 6 weeks later, the Israelites are hungry and unhappy. They are grumbling and complaining. And the cloud says, "Follow me." And the group says, "Do you think we should ask about the directions? Nah, this is good. We can stop, but you ask." And then there's a couple people in the corner. One says, "So this is why men don't ask for directions." And the man says, "Bingo." So someone in the group says, "If only we had died by the hand of the Lord in the land of Egypt when we sat by the flesh pots and ate our fill of bread. You have brought us out into the wilderness to kill this whole assembly with hunger." Oh, sounds horrible. So let's just pause this story for a moment and we're going to get back to it. Grumbling. How many of us spend time complaining given all that we have? How many of us do not move forward or let go of something because it helps us hold on to the complaining instead of moving forward or finding a solution? Well, this week is Altar Gates Week, and it marks the anniversary on May 24th of John Wesley's awakening. John Wesley believed in God. John Wesley is the founder, father of Methodism and then eventually the United Methodist Church. So John Wesley believed in God. He was even a priest at this time. In 1738, he did everything he was supposed to do. He read the Bible. He visited the sick. He visited the imprisoned. He fasted. He prayed. He worshiped. He even preached. He did everything he was supposed to do. But when it came down to it, he wasn't so sure of his own faith. You see, he had a bad experience in the Americas, and on his way back, he was on a big ship, and this ship had run into stormy waters. And in the stormy waters, the ship was rocking back and forth, and it could have sank. And John Wesley was so afraid. But he found fellow travelers, the Moravians, unalarmed, and he asked them, "Why aren't you afraid like I am?" They said they were sure that God was with them no matter what the outcome. He was saddened that he lacked that kind of faith, even though he had done everything right. So a month or so later, he decided to go to a reading of Martin Luther's a thought. And as he listened, he felt an uncontrollable force. He felt his heart strangely warmed, a quote right out of his diary, out of his journal, and was overwhelmed by the presence of God. He said in his journal, "I felt my heart strangely warmed. I felt I did trust in Christ, Christ alone for salvation, and an assurance was given me that he had taken away my sins, even mine, and saved me from the law of death and sin." John Wesley knew without a doubt that God was with him always and forever. And John Wesley was forever changed from this experience. Don't we all have doubts sometimes? Aren't we all broken in some way? Just like these shards over here. We're broken in some way. We have shards here that Ted and Jeannie brought, and they will tell you about them because I forgot where they got them from. In Israel. They brought them back from Israel, so they're like thousands of years old. Aren't we all broken in some way, just like these shards? And just like the poem said today, how can we sing a new song from the valley of shards? We are broken vessels. As broken vessels, as broken people, how do we move forward out of the grumbling and doubt toward the next thing? Well, our hymn that we've been singing all along, "This is the Day of New Beginnings," gives us some really great information. And we've been saying it every week before prayer. This is what it says. "Then let us, with the Spirit's daring," love it, "with the Spirit's daring, step from the past and leave behind our disappointment, guilt, and grieving, seeking new paths and sure to find." We are all broken in some way. And maybe, just like this book title says, maybe we'll find peace from broken pieces. With God with us, we can move forward from our brokenness because somehow God hears us and provides. John Wesley felt it, the Israelites experienced it, and so can we. Back to the Exodus text. "Then Moses told Aaron, 'Say to the entire Israelite community, come before,'" which in some translation says, "draw near the Lord, as he has heard your grumbling." While Aaron was speaking to the whole Israelite community, they looked toward the desert, and there was the glory of the Lord appearing in the cloud. The Lord said to Moses, "I have heard the grumbling of the Israelites. Tell them, at twilight, you will eat meat, and in the morning, you will be filled with bread. Then you will know that I am the Lord your God." God once again, heard and provided. The people had their doubts just like we do sometimes. We doubt, we question, we wonder why. But God will listen and provide. We don't need to worry about leaving our slavery of Egypt. We can let go of that chapter of our lives and all the doubt and worry about the future or the next thing because God is with us. Many times, we need to let go of what was, what could have been, or those things that stick in your craw. Does anyone have those that sticks in my craw of the past? And trust that God will be in the unknown of the future. What do we need to let go of to move forward? What belief are we holding on to that keeps us grumbling? What is keeping us stuck in the wilderness that we may not, that we may need to let go of so that we may move forward? And what is holding us back from believing that the meat and bread will be coming? God is faithful. God is so faithful. God keeps hearing us, and God keeps providing. We just sang this song that makes me cry every time, and thank goodness I didn't today, but I usually cry when we sing, "Be Still My Soul." And again, the Methodist hymnal has this beautiful, beautiful theology right in the words that we sing time after time, year after year. It says, "Be still my soul. The Lord is on my side, right beside me. Bear patiently the cross of grief and pain." And this might be the death of a loved one, or it might be the death of a life situation. Leave to your God to order and provide. In every change, He faithfully will remain. So, just as the butterfly expands its wings to prepare itself to fly, it can never go back into the cocoon. It can only let go of the old life and embrace, emerge into its new life. John Wesley knew his life would never be the same after that overwhelming encounter with the Holy Spirit, his blessed assurance at Altar's Gate. The Israelites saw the glory of the Lord in the cloud and re-remembered the faithfulness of God. They knew they needed to let go of what was and move forward, trusting God would be on that journey through the wilderness with them. As we deal with our shards, our brokenness, let us let go of what we need to and draw near to God, who promises to forgive us, to love us, to fill us with courage, and to be present with us in this moment and in the life yet to come. Amen.
As we enter a time of giving, I'd like to remind everyone to please place your attendance slips that look like this into the plate as our ushers come down the aisle. I'd like our first-time visitors to the church to know that we do not expect a donation from you today. You are our guests. Church, the United Methodist Church University is known for their tradition of giving, yet we do have a strong ministry in place and beyond, and let us bring our tithes and offerings before God. Will you please join me in the unison prayer of dedication? O God of life, there is much that deals in doubt and despair and death in our world, and we are often tempted to succumb to these forces. Help us always to choose life, to affirm what can be affirmed, to hope where hope is possible, and to risk ourselves to lift up human dignity. We pledge these gifts and ourselves to this choice. We pray this in the name of Christ, who is the way, the truth, and the life, who we daily trust to be walking with us. Amen. Please remain standing and join me in the singing Freely, Freely, which is number 389 in the hymnal, and it's displayed on the screen.
Well, we ended early, so you have time to get your picture taken for the directory. So please know you can go behind these doors and get your picture taken for the new directory so that we can get it out by next fall. And please mark May 31st at 5:30 on your calendar, because I need all of you to be in Columbus Circle with me and all the other United Methodist Churches of Syracuse, okay? So those are two plugs. Form us, O God, hold us, open us, unfold us, unfurl us, untether us, uncurl us, uncrease us, unwrap us. Go now in peace to love and serve our God. Amen.